Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
For 7 decades in my car,
been driving while I look afar,
how past to present swiftly turns, and how my soul inside still yearns.
Above Masada comes the sun.
Upon a well, then we will meet in Israel.
And now my child is asking me
how this land has come to be. This is home, this is heart. We will never be apart. Our parents are the roots, we the flowers, we are music.
Absolutely brilliant. Can I tell you that I was very nervous about this because I don't like things that aren't, you know, like really good. And this was really, I'm blown away. Absolutely blown away. Wow. Wow. Mukund, I'm asking you what you think because you're the music guy.
Oh, yeah, we can have them every Friday. We can have them every Friday.
I'm not sure their parents would love that, but that is, I really am. What do you think? 061-895-1019. Joining us in the studio this morning is the King David Victory Park Choir and the head of department, the music department, Andrew Edgar. Andrew, good morning. Welcome.
Morning, Howard. Thank you so much for having us this morning. We're delighted to be here.
So tell me about this choir. Where did this all come from?
So I've been at the school for going on 12 years now, and we started the choir in probably my second year there. Mm-hmm. And we've just grown from strength to strength. We are really blessed to have amazing kids with exceptional talent who just come to Victory Park.
Victory Park has always been that. It's always had that, the reputation or the element of being, you know, quite attractive for artistic
kids who
celebrate the arts. So you put this together then?
Yes, so this is only, I think, 11 of our 60 kids in the choir. So our full choir is 60 kids.
Wow.
We obviously couldn't fit them all in here this morning.
No, and I'm grateful for you not trying.
But we, the choir is just something that the kids love to do. And we started in grade four, and the grade threes can't wait to audition for the choir. It's just we've built this beautiful culture in our school, and the kids just love it. They love singing. And when you get to hear voices like this, why not? It's just an absolute treat.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
So in here, the youngest will be grade four. Is that right?
So here we have grade sixes and sevens.
Okay, this is grade sixes and sevens.
Yes.
Really just phenomenal. And,
thank you.
And how much training does it take?
So we are quite limited. I'd love to have more, but we're quite a busy school. So we meet once a week on a Friday afternoon.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow.
And we drill them. Yeah, we...
Yeah, I would imagine.
We crack the whip and...
Look, be careful, you're on radio now, eh? Anything you can, anything you say can and will be held against you. But no, it's absolutely phenomenal. And do you need to push kids to audition, or they just get involved?
So generally they just do it. They just want to be there. We have all kinds of voices that come. So
I was just going to say, what do you do about people like me who can't sing but might be very enthusiastic?
So... Personally, I believe everyone can sing, whether it's in tune or not is the question.
Right.
But we do have kids who are, you know, they just love singing, but they come in a little bit. But I believe every voice can be trained.
Really?
The ear can be trained. And if you put them next to, what I do is I put them next to a strong voice. And I allow that person to sing into their ear so that they get to hear the notes, and it then improves the ear, the way what they're listening to improves, and slowly over time you actually find that they're able to hold a note and they're able to engage with the choir. The beauty of the choir is that you're never going to hear an individual voice.
Right. Well, unless you have a solo, which you had a few.
So we had now this morning, we were giving them each a line. But these are some of our more established singers in the choir.
Imagine,
they've got a little more experience.
Well, you're never going to give somebody who struggles a solo.
Correct.
They're going to be part of the
And generally that's what we get is some kids go, I love singing, but I'm scared to sing by myself. And then I say, well, the choir is the perfect place for you to be, because no one's going to hear you individually, and you're going to get to enjoy this beautiful sound and find your voice, which is something that's quite important for us at the moment in our school, is allowing each of our learners to find their voice.
I would say every school's got that challenge.
Yeah.
Is how do you do that? How do you allow each kid to find a voice, metaphorically?
But it goes along with our theme at the moment. This is what you mentioned, this Changemaker Academy, which we've launched in our school. And the theme for this term is finding your voice in the greater harmony.
Lovely.
And that's what it does. It allows every child to find their voice. We've chosen music this term as the vehicle for that.
And that's throughout the broader school?
Throughout the whole Victory Park campus. So every school is engaging with that and bringing in guest speakers. So, for example, on Wednesday we had someone called the Silent Conductor, which is just a phenomenal experience.
What is that?
So he's a conductor, but he doesn't say a word.
Not good for radio. Don't have him on here, Senna.
But he gets...
It's not going to work here in studio. Right, or maybe it would.
Every child plays an instrument.
Yes.
He puts some music on, and he conducts you silently. And he gets you playing, and suddenly everyone's doing these hand movements and lifting their pipes and they're hitting, and...
That's incredible.
Absolute ball.
Yeah.
I mean, we had parents coming in. We had all the teachers playing. It was this wonderful vibe in our school hall, and the kids walk out with these big smiles on their faces, and I'm going, yeah, that's why I come to school. I get to do cool things like this.
Yeah, and the guy never says a word.
Exactly. You say two words at the end, thank you for having me, kind of.
Wow.
But it was just a wonderful thing. We had the Joburg Philharmonic Orchestra came to our school. I mean, what a treat. And the kids got to experience the sound of an orchestra, and they got to engage, and they show you how the instruments work, and the conductor was a phenomenal man. And the children just get to experience that volume of sound, and they get to see that every instrument plays something different, but when they play together, it works.
And I love that as a metaphor for all of us, because I think we live in such a polarized environment globally where we want to drown out everybody else's voice, but then there's no harmony.
Correct.
And those we miss out on so much. You've got a second song for us, haven't you?
We do. So this song actually lines up with a campaign started across all King David schools last year called Cool to be Kind.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And we thought, let's write a little song about it. And it ties in so perfectly with what we're trying to do as change makers. We can all start with ourselves. And sometimes it's just, let's just be kind. Let's just Amazing. Smile.
All right, so, let's hear it.
It's cool to be kind. It's cool to be kind. A friendly smile or a hug so tight. It's cool to be kind. Everybody deserves a little kindness. Like a kind word to get them through the day.
Absolutely incredible. I have loved this, and so have our listeners. Austin says, Shabbat Shalom, Howard. For the first time in my life, I wish I was back at school after 50 years, as long as it is King David. That is from Austin, and says that is really beautiful. Mike says, they are really good, and this is the message that the world needs right now. Lindy says, how beautiful to hear children singing. Well done. Zed says, the choir is so brilliant, so proud of them. Karen says, music is absolutely beautiful. So, yeah, and I can tell you, our listeners aren't always kind. Their motto is, it's cruel to be kind, I think. No, I'm joking. That's Carol Z says, KDVP rules. Okay, so there we go, but we're not going there. Thank you for that, Carol. You can take a seat now. But it is really just incredible. Do you do shows? Do they perform? What's the type of thing that you do with the choir?
So the choir is very much involved in our school productions every year. So we always do a musical. And so because we've got this volume of singers, course, we incorporate them. Last year we did Encanto. This year we're doing Zuzical, the musical, which is quite an undertaking. But having a look at that musical, I'm going, well, we have the voices to do this.
Sure.
And why not showcase the talent that Victory Park has? Because the kids just love it. We have this incredible vibe that happens on campus as we approach the play, that you can feel the energy.
Sure. I'm sure.
It buzzes.
Well, I can feel it in studio. Yeah. You can just get a sense of what this is. Absolutely incredible. And I just wish you luck because well done to you.
Thank you.
Well done to Laura for bullying us to have the choir in studio. She didn't take no for an answer, and I'm glad she didn't because it really, really is phenomenal. And it's really been a treat for us.
Thank you, Howard. Thanks again for having us.
That. It is 7:29. We're about to go to news headlines. I'm Howard Feldman. Let me have your thoughts on 061-895-1019.